Hi, Claudia, alcoholic.
By God's grace, Alcoholics Anonymous. My sobriety date is February 24th, 1998. I'm 26 years sober. In 2 weeks, I will be, hopefully, knock on wood, I'll be 27 years sober, which is insane. Thank you for asking me to participate, even though I was just coming to, you know, support my husband to speak, and then they got me. This is like my least favorite thing to do ever, which is weird because I actually speak to people for a living and try to sell them stuff that they don't need. And that's my job. So you'd think I'd be really good at it. So I haven't, this is my second meeting and since December 19th, so I'm a little crisp. I had surgery on the 19th, and I have to say, they did give me pain medication, and I took it only for 2 days because it didn't work, and it kept me up all night, which is a total bummer because it's a freebie, and I wasn't even able to do that. So it's called karma. And then my work sent me to Quartzsite, Arizona, which there's nothing out there for about 2.5 weeks, and then right from there, Houston. So, I mean, I did have stuff to do. It's not like I didn't just pick not to go to AA, but, you know, here we are. I'm just going to share in a general way what it was like, what happened, and what it's like today. I grew up, you know, with a lot of stuff and never wanted or needed anything. My father was very successful, and he was very strict, and I was a nightmare. I went to my first treatment center when I was 15, you know, and I didn't even have a drinking problem then. I didn't think so. And, you know, my parents, I was just such an ass. I did a lot of drugs. I know this is Alcoholics Anonymous, but drugs is a part of my deal. I probably would have not ever came here if it wasn't for that. I through massive parties, I had absolutely zero respect. And, you know, everything that I have today and everything that I've done with my life up to this point, because a lot of things have happened in, you know, 26 and a half years, has all been as a result of Alcoholics Anonymous. This thing is so giant. Jesus. I'm forever grateful, and it hasn't always been easy for me. You know, I am hardcore. I do whatever I do, even in sobriety, I'm super hardcore, whether it's work or my kids or whatever that is. I'm just, you know, I have the ism for a lot of different stuff. And I, my drinking wasn't even really that bad. It's just partying with, you know, friends and doing that. And, you know, what happened to me is, you know, my friends started going away to school. And, you know, I got pregnant really young. I got married really young. I got divorced really young. Then I got married again really young. I mean, it's like a whole, you know, alcoholic life, right? And, you know, nobody in my family was doing the stuff that I was doing. Can I drink some of this? Sorry, Bob. But we share the same cootie, so it's fine. I was 15 when my parents put me into a treatment center, and that's the first time I heard Alcoholics Anonymous, and I think the little seed was planted at that point, even though, you know, I thought it was lame, and, you know, I didn't really belong there, and everybody's doing the same things that I'm doing, and, you know, my friends started coming back from school, and, you know, it was clubs and going out and staying out all night and doing, you know, things that we shouldn't be doing. And, you know, I have this little baby at home, and I was really kind of not, I didn't think I was that bad. I mean, I look back now and it's bad, but I didn't really think I was that bad. I mean, I was smoking weed at 12 years old, like, a lot, you know? And so I look at my nieces and my nephews who are 12 years old, and I'm thinking, God, they're so little, right? And so for me, you know, that's how it went. And I really didn't take it to the level where, you know, I thought I could qualify to come to Alcoholics Anonymous, even though I could have. And, you know, I ran into this guy I knew when we were 14, and, you know, he drank way harder than I did, and he did a lot of drugs, and I loved him, and he, so stupid. And so, you know, we started this path of destruction, you know, and, you know, we have two kids by this time, and, you know, we're married, and, you know, he's doing all this really weird stuff, like, you know, I'm going to go out for a pack of smokes and then end up in Guadalajara, Mexico, you know, and I wasn't, yeah, that's pretty good, I didn't even do crazy shit like that, oh, sorry, and I, so what happened was, you know, one day his drinking was definitely affecting my happiness, and so I sentenced him to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I feel like I might have been 22 maybe at that point. And so he goes to AA, so I go to AA, but the whole time, you know, we're in there, he's doing what you're supposed to be doing in here, getting a sponsor and working the steps and, you know, doing, you know, spiritual stuff. And I am, you know, judging and just, ugh, it was gross. And I started committing lots of crimes, fully sober, right? And I don't even know where I learned half of the stuff that I did, but I was doing credit card forgeries, I was going into people's mailboxes, and, you know, I didn't really look like a criminal, but, you know, I just kind of played it off, and all these things kept happening, and I kept going to jail, and I'm not a really good jail person, so I kept going to jail, back to little baby jail, you know, like the station, and it wasn't that serious. And so I... you know, one day I go and I get my wisdom teeth pulled, right? And so, you know, they give you all the drugs for the wisdom teeth, and then it hit me like a truth serum. So I confessed all this crazy stuff that I was doing. And, you know, he was, like, I was doing smash and grabs before it was popular, okay? Like, bad. And so I would, and so he then called his dad and said, she's crazy, she's going to murder me, I feel like, and, you know, drama. And so that what happened, and then I don't even know, it was like a whole series of events, but he goes into, I'm sober 3 years, and I go into the mental hospital, and then at 3 o'clock, they let me out 30 days later, and I was drunk. And this time, it was a different animal. You know, it was all about drinking and doing massive amounts of drugs, and my world got really, really small. Was that 2 minutes or five? Really, really small, really, really fast. Fast forward, I get sober, I go to PG. That's my home group, and, you know, I'm little Miss AA. I'm about 4 years sober, and, you know, the father of my kids, one day got drunk and did whatever he did and shot and killed his father. And, you know, he actually killed his girlfriend, too, that day. And that would have been me. You know what I mean? I would have missed all of it. And, you know, he loved his father. He loved him. He didn't wake up one day and think, I'm going to go and I'm just going to, you know, drink one more last time and shoot and kill my father, the person I love the most. And, you know, life's been hard. And then I met Bobby. I was maybe 4 years sober and he was 90 days sober. Oops. And, and, you know, all the judgment from Pacific Group, whatever. We've been together for the past 23 years. All I can say is if you're new, you know, this isn't, unfortunately, it's not a revolving door, right? I'm pretty sure that Matt didn't wake up one day and think he was going to do what he was going to do. You know, he got life without parole. He's never going to be listening to Chapter 5. He's never going to watch his, you know, anything. He's done. You know, and then I met this man who came into our lives, and I told him, are you insane? I have 3 kids. What's wrong with you? Something must be wrong with you. And, you know, he's he's their dad, you know, and I built a really pretty good life being sober, and I'm forever, ever grateful that, you know, that I was spared, really, because, again, we don't all get this chance. So if you're new, I want to welcome you. Thanks.